The Quiet Before the Game. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In our line of work, you're often one of the first people to arrive at a game site, and in that time when everything is seemingly quiet, you can observe a silence that can become rather deafening as the build-up to the event begins for a lot of people. Pulling up and walking in, the kids waiting for their game are in some combination of their street clothes and their game gear, enjoying one of the most important things high school sports does for young people, build relationships. The joking, the horsing around, kids being kids, and just maybe enjoying these moments with each other more than the game itself. The windows are shut in front of the concession stand, but it's a beehive of activity behind them, as the first wave of parents and other volunteers start popping corn, cooking hot dogs, making coffee and hot chocolate, and getting ready for their part of the evening. Every game you go to has one or two folks whose responsibility it is to get the ticket windows open, the flags and the pylons and what have you ready for the festivities. They've done it forever and they relish every moment. And if you have more than just a little time, they can regale you with all kinds of stories, the kind that fall into the "if these walls could talk" category. Wander back towards the locker rooms and you can sometimes find the coaches there in their most relaxed moment of the day, shooting the breeze and, like the players, enjoying each other's company. They haven't forgotten what the build-up to game time is, enjoying the relationships they've built as coaches, and they love every minute of it, including these more quiet moments. Other workers approach the playing area, some on carts, some on foot, all with big smiles on their faces. This is not labor as in work, it's a labor of love as they're ready to take their positions. There's always that same cheerful person at the gate as they open for the public, and like some of the other workers, they've served in this spot for a long time and enjoy interacting with a lot of the folks who come through the turnstiles. Off to a side field, the band can be seen and heard, practicing, practicing, practicing. If there's a group that practices more than the players themselves, it's the band, or maybe the cheerleaders, hauling their big boxes that they'll stand on at times during the game out onto the track and dutifully laying out their different signs that they'll hoist in hopes of generating enthusiasm during the contest. They'll also practice their cheers and their indoor voices, working to get the cadence just right. Up high above the upcoming proceedings are the folks in the press box. The scoreboard operator, the announcer, and the camera people are usually the first upstairs, followed by the visiting media and the coaches, everyone getting their phones and computers and what have you ready for another game. All of this under the watchful eye of the athletic staff, who owe tons of gratitude for all of the help they get every week from these folks and others in all kinds of different roles, like the chain gang, the ball people, the trainers, and the list goes on and on. All of this builds to a crescendo as the game warm-ups and then the game itself begins, usually a deafening din that lasts for a couple of hours. And then as the game concludes, like the layers of an onion being peeled back, the fans leave and the players hit the showers, and all of those folks who so masterfully perform their duties in that period before and throughout the game reverse the process, putting everything away in just the right place so they can do it all again on the next game day. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.